Most of the tens of thousands of people plucked from the Mediterranean this week have been taken to ports on the Italian coast. They are severely dehydrated, usually malnourished, and suffering from infections and skin diseases. Marcella Cray of Doctors Without Borders spoke to VOA via Skype from the group's rescue ship Aquarius as it disembarked more than 1,000 migrants at the Italian port of Carigliano Calabro.
We also see the results of people actually being physically assaulted, sexually assaulted, tortured.
Italy's representative to the European Union has warned that the situation is unsustainable and threatened to stop vessels of other countries from bringing migrants to its ports. Cray sympathizes with Italy's position.
We have not in any way been formally informed of this by the Italian government. So we'll have to see what actually happens, but my first impression of this is that the main thing is that it's actually a cry for help coming from the Italian government, and it would be actually good for other EU member states to take a bit more responsibility.
The EU Commissioner for Migration offered Italy his support.
Italy is under huge pressure, and we're not going to leave this country alone.
Italy is obliged to take in the migrants, says refugee law expert Jeff Gilbert of the University of Essex, also via Skype.
The law of the sea, international refugee law and international human rights law are all coming into play together. While I have a lot of sympathy for the Italian situation, I do not believe Italy can send back boats, even boats that are seaworthy, on into the Mediterranean.
Gilbert says Rome is likely trying to force the implementation of the 2015 EU agreement to share refugees across the bloc, which has so far made little progress. This week, more than 400 migrants in Italy clashed with police at the French border, demanding to be allowed through.